This is Radiophiles, a showcase and analysis of productions from the international radio art network Radia. Today we visit Radio Korax in Halle-Saale in Germany.
My name is Easy, it's Ralf Wendt. I'm living in Halle, where also Radio Korax is located. I'm also working inside the community radio, how is it called, international, we call it free radio, mostly free from money, free Radio Korax. And that means it's a 24 hours broadcasting station in the small city of Halle, it's beside Leipzig. And in the south of Berlin. And it's more or less 300 people are running the station. Non-commercial, that means everybody and every minute which is broadcasting, everybody who is broadcasting does it for him or herself and for the moment with the audience to share it, but not to earn money with that. And I'm one of the 6 half-day employed people at Radio Korax as a kind of service person who is coordinating the program, which means about 120 different shows, monthly or weekly or daily, to bring that a bit together. And even also to involve people who could not imagine to make radio. For example, to talk with artists, to use it as a tool for their work, or with small communities which are grow up inside the city, urban life, and to make the radio attractive for them too. To use it also not only to broadcast their ideas and their actions and so on, but to use it like a tool, yeah. And the GDR, that means East Germany before 89, November 89, a youth radio called DT64, it's a Deutschlandtreffen 64, Germany meeting in 1964 was founded, and there was a terrible, strange, very conform youth radio in the inner GDR. But in the end, that means in the autumn 89, it changed into something very interesting inside the public radio scene of whole Europe, because it went very anarchic. And so a lot of people took it as that's a chance of having democracy in the media. And so in Dresden, for example, or even in Erfurt in the south of East Germany, a lot of people really went on the streets as they wanted to cut down the youth radio of GDR. Not in Halle. Here in our town was a very strong squatter scene, and also kind of, left-winged independent scene, not the GDR style left-ish, but another, more or less a real communist scene, so to say. And in difference to Dresden and Erfurt and Weimar and a lot of other initiatives for free radio, in Halle it was a strong political issue, and then other people were attracted by that idea, artists and ecologists and people from social activities, and so it went a bit bigger. And then we tried to make lobby work because there was no law for non-commercial radio. So we started in 93 to make lobby work inside the government, to speak with every politician, blah, 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 blah. Look at the West German settings. I already had some free radios we could show Okay, that's meant with, if we talk about independent radio or non-commercial radio. And so finally, in 97, they changed the law and made it possible in Saxonia-Anhalt to license non-commercial radio. And then we applied for it, of course, and we didn't get it as the only ones who fought for. We were not allowed to run a radio because they hated this punky left initiative in Halle, and they wanted to give it to some more smart in Magdeburg and in Dessau and in Naumburg and Aschersleben, something like that. And then we started a action inside Halle to ask people, theaters and initiatives and even politicians to support. And we got a kind of half a meter letters of supporting people or in societies. And we took that and brought it there. And said, so that's our answer to your answer. And think about that once new. And they did, actually. And finally, we got the license in 1999, and we started on 1st of July in 2000. It was a very exciting moment. I came too late for the first minutes of radio in Halle. That was really... But it was this wild first 2-3 years... A lot of things like that happened. I mean, we took it very serious. An artist friend of mine said he opened the car door in front of our cellar studio and said, "Take that serious, man. That's a piece of art." And that was the sentence I never forgot. So we really took it serious from the very beginning, and that meant that we started to experiment a lot with that, not to set up an alternative colored program, but really to ask for what could a radio be for. So it was more about experimenting with the media, not so much a piece of art, but a real experiment in the very beginning. Also, of course, a lot of agitation and propaganda in the very beginning, the political hardcore fraction inside the radio was really using it also as a kind of loudspeaker, yeah, for some, because they started to print anarchistic newspaper before, and so they did the same in the radio in the beginning, and it was hard fighting to change that into something radiophonic and dialogic. The funny thing is that from the very beginning nobody knew Radio Kurax except the inner left scene like that, and now we have more listeners officially than the public cultural channel. I think there are a lot of people don't want to be serviced but to be involved in another kind of living and even broadcasting and even communicating, but it's also, it stands for another kind of being in the world, not only in the radio.
My name is Daniel Neumann, and I work as a sound engineer and a sound artist in Brooklyn at the moment.
And we have picked a show to play in this Radiophiles show that is quite old.
Yeah, no, March 2006. So the show is actually 11 years old.
So tell us something about your alter ego then.
At that time, I was also performing and doing this radio show under the name Jackie Bruce. I came up with the alter ego to have something that is not my own name. And most of his work was focused on making sound collages and making montages. That resulted in live performances and then the radio show Jackie Bruce am Ende der Geschichte, which translates to Jackie Bruce at the end of history. What I remember, I made this show in Italy. I was living in Catania for that time. And I recorded snippets from the Italian ether. And then those recordings from the radio became my sonic material that I used to make pieces for each of the 20 theses that Marinetti wrote as a manifesto, a futurist manifesto that was called La Radia. So the manifesto was about exploring the medium radio as an art form and its potential for like future use. And to me as a starting point, it was interesting to look at just that. Because then I felt a lot of the ideas that Marinetti actually stated were only realized in the little niches and corners of the medium, and the normal radio didn't really fulfill the full potential that Marinetti saw. I approached each thesis like a singular track. I remember I wanted to make individual pieces, and I wanted to use the radio material as my source, but then push it into a direction where it's not only recognized as such, where it becomes something else, where it really becomes a sound that's musical on its own.
And now, Radio Show number 124. The End of History, La Radia, by Jackie Bruce for Radio Korax.
Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
La Radia wird sein. Erstens. Freiheit von allen Berührungspunkten.
My mother told me.
Freiheit von allen Berührungspunkten mit der literarischen und künstlerischen Tradition.
Jeder Versuch, La Radia wieder an Tradition zu binden, ist grotesk. La Radia wird sein. Zweitens. La Radia wird sein. Zweitens, eine neue Kunst, die dort beginnt, wo Theater, Kinematograph und Erzählung enden. 20 Thesen aus dem futuristischen Manifest La Radia, welches im Oktober 1933 in der Turiner Tageszeitung Gazzetta del Popolo veröffentlicht wurde. La Radia wird sein. Drittens. Unendliche Erweiterung des Raumes. Nicht mehr sichtbar und umrahmbar wird die Bühne universal und kosmisch. La Radia wird sein. Siebtens. Eine Kunst ohne Zeit und Raum, ohne gestern und morgen. Die Möglichkeit, in verschiedenen Zeitzonen postierte Sendestationen zu empfangen. Und die Abwesenheit von Licht zerstören die Stunden, den Tag und die Nacht. Der Empfang und die Verstärkung von Stimmen der Vergangenheit werden die Zeit zerstören. La Radia wird sein, achtens. Synthese aus grenzenlosen, simultanen Handlungen. La Radia wird sein. Neuntens. Universale menschliche und kosmische Kunst als Stimme mit der echten. Als Stimme mit der echten Psychologie, Spiritualität, mit der echten Psychologie, Spiritualität der Geräusche, der Stimmen und der Stille. La Radia wird sein. Zehntens. Leben, geprägt von jedem Geräusch und der unendlichen Vielfalt des konkret Abstrakten, des faktisch Geträumten, mittels einer Menge von Geräuschen. La Radia wird sein. Elftens. Kämpfe zwischen unterschiedlichen Geräuschen und Entfernungen. Also das dem zeitlichen Drama hinzugefügte Drama des Raumes. La Radia wird sein. Zwölftens. Befreite Worte. Das Wort hat sich zum Kollaborateur der Mimik und der Gestik entwickelt. Es ist notwendig, dass das Wort wieder mit all seiner Kraft aufgeladen, also essentielles und totalitäres Wort wird. Wort, das in der futuristischen Theorie Wortatmosphäre heißt. Die befreiten Worte, Kinder der Maschinenästhetik, enthalten ein Orchester aus Geräuschen und Geräuschakkorden, in Klammern realistisch und abstrakt, die allein dem farbigen und plastischen Wort in der blitzartigen Darstellung dessen, was unsichtbar ist, beistehen können. Wenn er nicht auf Wörter in Freiheit zurückgreifen will, muss Wenn er nicht auf Wörter in Freiheit zurückgreifen will, muss der Radiaist sich in jenem freiwörtlichen Stil ausdrücken, in Klammern, abgeleitet aus unseren befreiten Worten. Der bereits in den Avantgarde-Romanen und Journalen zirkuliert. Jenem typischen Stil der befreiten Worte, schnellflitzend, synthetisch, simultan. La Radia wird sein 13. isoliertes Wort,
La Radia,
unendliche Wiederholung von Verben.
Essentielle Kunst.
La Radia wird sein 14. Essentielle Kunst.
Essentielle Kunst. Essentiell.
La Radia wird sein 14. essentielle Kunst. So die These von Filippo Tommaso Marinetti und Pino Masnata im futuristischen Manifest La Radia aus dem Jahre 1933. Essentiell meint in diesem Fall nicht lebensnotwendig, nehme ich an, denn das wäre paradox. Essentielle Kunst. Essentielle Kunst meint vielmehr
wesensmäßig,
meint vielmehr wesensmäßig des dem Medium eigenen Wesens entsprechende Kunst. Aus diesem Grunde erscheint mir das Manifest La Radia auch heute noch interessant zu sein, denn die 20 Thesen entwerfen zu Beginn des Rundfunks eine dem Medium Radio eigene Kunstform, die Radiokunst. mit Hilfe des derzeitigen italienischen Radios kommentiere ich Marinettis 20 Thesen, wobei ich aber keinem neuerlichen Maschinenkult oder blinder Technikgläubigkeit huldigen möchte, sondern vielmehr zu aktiver Beschäftigung mit den uns umgebenden Medien aufrufe. Denn wir sollten nichts ertragen, sondern mit den Instrumenten spielen. La Radia wird sein. 15. Gastronomische, amoröse, gymnastische, etc. Musik. La Radia wird sein. 16. Verwendung der Geräusche, der Klänge, der Akkorde, Harmonien, musikalischen Gleichzeitigkeiten oder Geräuschhaftigkeiten der Stille mit allen ihren Graden der Härte, des Crescendo und des Diminuendo, die zu eigenartigen Pinseln werden. Zum Malen, Konturieren und Kolorieren der unendlichen Dunkelheit der Radiakubatursphäre im Grunde Geometrie erzeugend. Die zu eigenartigen Pinseln werden. La Radia wird sein. 17. Verwendung der Interferenzen zwischen Sendern und des Entstehens und Verschwindens der Klänge. La Radia wird sein. 18. Abzirkeln und geometrische Konstruktion des Schweigens. La Radia wird sein. 19. Verwendung der verschiedenen Resonanzen einer Stimme oder eines Klanges, um einen Eindruck von den Ausmaßen des Raumes wiederzugeben, in dem die Stimme sich artikuliert. Charakterisierung der Atmosphäre, des Schweigens oder der Halbstille, die eine gegebene Stimme, Klang, Geräusch begleitet und färbt. La Radia wird sein. 20. Ausmerzung der Idee oder des Anspruchs des Publikums, das seit jeher auch auf das Buch einen deformierenden oder verschlechternden Einfluss ausgeübt hat.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.
Of course, I share the hesitance with the political beliefs of the whole. The big part of the futurist group. And I think in the radio show, I may mention that too. With the show, I'm really focusing on the ideas about that specific medium and not signing up for any other political ideas that the movement brought forth. I have many problems with it, but the core like media theories and ideas that they put forth, I think was a... It's very progressive, very advanced, and is worth revisiting.
The media law is a matter of states in Germany and not of the whole country. So every state could decide which media law it wants to have and which allows, for example, non-commercial radio or to license non-commercial radio or to support even. And so the state of Saxonia doesn't support so much their non-commercial stations, and the state of Berlin-Brandenburg is very slowly changing its policy, and so states of Bavaria don't license any free radio. How the states in Germany realize that is a picture of the whole Europe, because you have these widespread different models all over Europe too. Yeah, small windows in public radio for non-commercial initiatives in Lithuania, university radios who are doing political free radio in Poland, anarchistic non-legalized radios in Spain, legalized non-commercial radios in Turkey, which are not allowed to produce news, and all this stuff. It's differing over the whole continent. And so every country, and in Germany, even every state, find its own model. The special thing about Radio Korax is also that the radio started from the very beginning to look for every different forms of free radio in Europe and worldwide. So now we are really connected to a lot of initiatives in anywhere in the world, in Russia, in India, in Kenya, in Israel, and so on. And so that's a very special thing because it's enriching the very local thing here. And even the other way around, we could share a lot of experiences with the experimental techniques, for example, or also how to create the programs and even to educate people maybe or to motivate people in different languages all over the world. And that's a kind of existing basic stone in the fundamental base of the radio also now. So that means, for example, the head of the network of German free radios is one of the Coax crew. The head of the European free radio scene, the AMAG, is one of the Coax crew. And even in the CMFE, in the Community Media Forum Europe. And so that's a funny thing. It's not about spider in the net, but it's about enriching a local initiative with this worldwide thing, like also the radio, of course. Yeah, it makes something, it changes something. If people listen to all these different origins of work of people, or even if they visit Halle, like inside the Radio Revolten, that is something which keeps the Radio Coax very alive, I guess.
Radiophiles is a mobile radio production for Documenta 14. For more information, visit mobile-radio.net.